This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But first up, he was the 1978 National League MVP. He was a multi-time batting champion. He won the 1979 World Series with the We Are Family Pittsburgh Pirates. He was one of the most charismatic superstars of the 70s and 80s. And now there's a new book out about his swashbuckling career, his memoir called Simply Cobra. Joining us this morning on the show is the great Dave Parker. Dave, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's really an honor to have you here on the show. Thank you so much for joining us. And I think your story resonated with a whole new generation of fans not long ago when MLB Network aired a documentary about your life. It was so interesting and intriguing. It brought you behind the scenes of your amazing life in baseball. What did you think about the job that MLB Network did with that documentary?
It was incredible. I watch it about 2 or 3 times a week. Anytime that I'm maybe a little down or something is happening, I would resort to that particular piece.
Wow, you watch it 2 or 3 times per week. What is it about it that makes you feel good?
Well, just to see how, when I competed against other teams and other competition, to see Stargell come to the plate and get a key hit, you know, all those things bring back memories.
You had enormous shoes to fill. Right field, Pittsburgh Pirates, 1970s. The great Roberto Clemente was the man that kind of passed off the job to you. In the book, you talk about some of the, quote, secrets that he would pass along to you to take over the job before he tragically passed away. What were some of those secrets that the great Clemente passed along?
Well, I signed as a catcher, and I used to short arm the ball, and Clemente taught me how to reach back and get an extra 10 to 15 miles an hour on my ball. So he taught me how to reach out. And that was something that I didn't know or didn't even think of as a young man.
On New Year's Eve, 1972, unfortunately, we lost the great Roberto Clemente, and that had a huge impact on your life. How difficult was that? What type of pain did you feel at that time with the loss of him?
Well, getting to know him at spring training kind of started emotions that I had towards Roberto. I really appreciated what he did for me and loved him as an individual. They called him the great one, and he was really the great one. He was the great one.
Dave Parker joining us, 7-time All-Star, 1978 National League MVP. For as great of a player as he was, and he's a Hall of Famer with 3,000 hits, when he passes away doing charity work in Nicaragua, that's the type of person that he was. What type of person, though, away from the baseball field was he that we didn't see? Was he the type of person that we read about and hear about, just a genuine, really giving type of human?
Well, he was definitely a giving type human. He put together a stadium for youth in Puerto Rico. Him making the trip to Nicaragua, all those things point out the type of individual that he was. And I'm glad I had the opportunity to know him. I always hold him in the highest regard. Roberto was a great one.
So you make your way through the 70s, having taken over right field, and the Pirates are always in the thick of things, and you explode in 1978. You are the National League MVP. You are one of the best defensive players, not the best defensive outfielder in baseball at that time. And you can really do anything. Hit for power, hit for average, run for speed, incredible outfield ability. At that point in time, you're at the peak of your powers. Do you feel unbeatable? Do you feel invincible on the field and at the plate at that point?
I felt dominating. I thought that I was better than most talent in the National League, and I enjoyed it, having the opportunity of showing that. So I felt real positive about myself, and I didn't mind being the hero because I was going to be the golden enough.
Well, and you like the attention, too. You had a big personality. You liked talking about how great you were. Were you always comfortable in the spotlight being the hero and being the face of a franchise?
Yes, I was. I mean, it was something that took place in elementary school, playing dodgeball, competing within that made me feel that I was a dominant athlete.
Dave Parker is our guest this morning on the show. The following season, 79, you guys win the World Series. It's still a team that's talked about to this day. It's one of the most beloved teams in Major League Baseball history, the We Are Family Pittsburgh Pirates. And one of the reasons is that you guys had people, players from all corners, all walks of life, all races and creeds, and you guys all came together, and seemingly there wasn't any animosity despite an era where, you know, there were still a lot of problems around integrating clubhouses, etc. What was the bond that you guys shared in 79 that made it so special?
Well, Stargell and Santana's leadership was a key for us because Chuck told us, you know, that we want these guys to govern themselves, and me and Stargell took it upon ourselves to get guys to do that. So it was rather easy with that type of leadership.
So when you guys win the World Series, Sister Sledge's We Are Family is the hottest hit in disco at the time. When I hear We Are Family, I immediately think about you and Pop Stargell swinging, you know, sledgehammers in the on-deck circle. That's about as badass as it gets. You guys are swinging sledgehammers. When you hear We Are Family, what comes into your mind?
Baseball, that situation, the 79 series, the three games down, and coming back, it has all that wrapped up in that one song.
It's pretty amazing. So you also sign the first multi-million dollar contract in baseball history. You're the first million-dollar man, a five-year deal worth $1 million a season, which is an amazing, extraordinary lump sum at that time. But it also made you the target of a lot of abuse, target of a lot of criticism. If you were injured or you went into a slump or what have you, what was the good and the bad of that contract?
Well, the good was that we were reaching a new ground, you know, going into the $1 million salary. Now, you know, that's pocket change. These guys are making so much money now, it's just incredible. But the mean is whatever the market can bear. And, you know, the same way it was when I broke the $1 million bracket, these guys are doing the same thing.
By the time the 80s rolls around, unfortunately, you were caught in the cocaine scandal of Major League Baseball, the drug trials in the early 80s, and your drug use is increasing. What was it like to try to balance baseball along with the cocaine issue that you had?
Well, I didn't really think I had a problem. I was never incarcerated or rehabilitated. I always managed to fulfill my obligation to my teammates in my organization. So it was something that I did, and I'm not proud of it, but it took place, and I got to stand accountable.
I've spoken to Dwight Gooden about his cocaine use, and he said, I was at a party one time, and a cousin offered it to me, and I think about that night often, and I think, if I would have just said no, my life is different, my career is different. I wish I would have just said no to that first time. Do you ever feel like what if about your career or your life if you had not used cocaine?
It was hard to do any more than I was doing. I was still the best player in the game from 75 to 80. So I did a lot. So I can't pinpoint that on what Dwight went through.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder what your life would have been like if you didn't do it?
If I didn't do it?
Yeah.
Not too much.
You're not a guy full of regrets or going back and worrying about the past, right? You're just somebody that whatever happened, happened, and you're okay with it.
Well, it could have happened to anybody. You know, all you had to do was be young, have money, and be around individuals that have money. And it just makes that possibility for it happening greater.
Dave Parker joins us this morning on the show. He's got a memoir out called Cobra, What an Amazing Life in Baseball. By the time your contract ends with the Pirates, you end up in Cincinnati, your hometown, with the Reds. Then ultimately, toward the end of your career, you're in Oakland with an A's team that has started to become a great team, one of the young, up-and-coming power teams. And your leadership and your veteran presence, Tony La Russa has always said, was one of the most important pieces of the A's coming together in the late 80s. What did you feel your role was on those teams of the A's of the 80s?
I was a hired gun. I was the guy that could come over and won in the past and could bring leadership to the organization that I was going to. So I looked at myself as a hired gun, and that's basically the way it was.
The 89 A's have got to be considered one of the greatest baseball teams ever. Not only the power hitting of McGuire and Canseco, but you also had yourself in there, Dave Stewart at the top of the rotation, Dennis Eckersley, one of the greatest closers ever. How dominant historically do you feel like that 89 A's team was?
It was by far the best team I played for. They had everything. They had Ricky Henderson leading off. Connie Lennox was hitting second. Canseco hitting third. I hit fourth. McGuire hit fifth. Dave Henderson hit sixth. Steinbach hit seven, Tony Phillips hit eight, and Walt Weiss hit nine. That's an all-star team. I mean, we used to have guys that stopped coming out watching BP because of us hitting the balls in the bleachers. So it was a dominating team and one that was awfully feared.
Yeah, three consecutive American League titles, the World Championship in 1989. Did you have any idea that Canseco and McGuire were using steroids at that time?
No, I didn't have an idea. I had heard rumor that it was that they were doing it.
You had a rumor during that season when you were there?
During the time I was there, a couple seasons.
Yeah. And then it becomes a huge black mark for those two players. What is it? How does it make you feel when you see McGuire held out of the Hall of Fame because of steroid use, and the other guys like Bonds and Clemens as well that were part of your contemporaries in the 80s being held out of the Hall of Fame for it?
Well, it's just an indication of some more guys making mistakes. Regardless of my use, I had numbers that can account for me being a Hall of Famer. I mean, my numbers say it. That speaks for itself.
Do you think you'll get in with the Veterans Committee?
Really don't know, but I'm very content with taking all those things that I did in baseball and saying, well, here's the pitcher, here's my numbers, and it's up to them.
How do you feel about the state of baseball today? There's a lot of people worried about the pace of play, that there's not enough action in the game, that they're losing young fans. How do you feel about the state of the game?
Well, it's slow. It's really slow. And I think that's a deterrent to the excitement. You know, when you just played the game regular, move the runners over on hit and runs, hit the cutoff man in situations where you needed to, they need to get back to that, the basics, because right now they're not fundamentally sound, and the game is awful slow. They need to speed it up.
One of the most poignant parts of the documentary on MLB Network about your life was your battle with Parkinson's now. How is your health every day? How is your mental state every day as you deal with it?
Well, you know, I have good days, bad days. Fortunately, I have more good days than bad. But every morning is a new adventure. So it's something that I got to deal with every morning. It's something new. So Parkinson's is not how I wanted to spend my retirement.
Could understand that. It's an amazing baseball life. The documentary on MLB Network was just awesome. And now his new memoir, Cobra, is out. If you're a baseball fan, it's a must read. He was one of the best players of his generation. He was the National League MVP in 1978. He's a two-time World Series champion and had one of the best charismatic personalities the game has ever seen. Dave Parker joining us this morning. Dave, thank you so much for the time this morning. Best of luck with the memoir. Your story is an amazing one, and I really appreciate you sharing it with us today.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
Dave Parker joining us this morning here on the show. Just amazing stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. audacy. Download it today.